let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up, yeah, this is the fight. Feel the rush, can't kill the stride. Eyes ahead, I'm moving strong. This is the anthem, let's sing along.
Woo, here's a hot take on this week's episode.
And so those kind of women who are crushing it but single, it's because it's time to get humble. Mm. It's time to get human. It's time to realize you're not perfect and neither are they. And to increase your ability for compassion, healthy communication skills, being the champion for their soul's evolution and letting them see all of your wobbly parts, all of your vulnerabilities, all of your imperfect parts, and letting yourself be loved imperfectly.
Watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We take you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant by aligning your life in the seven pillars of abundance. And today we have a guest that is an expert in at least three of them. We were just talking about spiritual, emotional, and romantic. So you guys are in for a treat today. Welcome to the show, Alanna Pratt.
Oh, it's so good to be with you. We've had two for two. You were on my podcast yesterday. So it is so good to be with you.
It's so good to be with you 2 days in a row. We had such a great conversation yesterday on your show. And what is your show's name so people can check it out?
Thank you. Intimate Conversations, season 14, From Dark Night to Divine Light.
Yes. And boy, was it an intimate conversation. I mean, I share things that I've never shared on anybody else's show out of interviews. So you guys go check it out. We'll give you the link to that in the show notes. But let me tell my audience a little bit about this wonderful guest. Have you ever wondered, what if the love you're searching for isn't out there, but it's actually the relationship you have with yourself? Today's guest, Alanna Pratt, believes intimacy isn't something we find, but something we cultivate from within. Alanna is an emotional intimacy expert, an international global personality, author of 6 best-selling books, host of Intimate Conversations, and she has over 20 years of helping people heal heartbreak and create extraordinary relationships. Alanna has been featured across major media. She has inspired millions to stop abandoning themselves in love and start creating deep soul connection. Today, we're talking about all kinds of things that you really want to tune into. Why self-intimacy changes everything, how to stop chasing and start attracting, healing patterns of abandonment, and why 2026 may be your year of embodied self-trust. So welcome to the show, Alanna.
I love that. Every time I hear my bio, I kind of go, oh yeah, 20 years. It's been a while. But it's wonderful to live your genius. I think when I first, I'm an Ivy League grad like you are, and I was very much into, you know, what do I need to do so that you like me, won't reject me, won't hurt me. So I was this overachiever, hypervigilant, and thought, you know, all the accomplishments and all the achievements would get me everything I wanted. You know, find the one. But I've realized one of my 6 books is finding the one is bullshit. Becoming one is brilliant and beautiful. And so I had it all backwards. 2 divorces, a lot of things that didn't work. The only one in common was me. And as I started to do this inner work, this is my path. This is what I help people with, is how do we actually slow down, feel, and face the parts of us that we don't want anyone to find. We're so humiliated that they're in there, where we just want to get rid of them and fix them and change them and get, but we can't. Energy can't be created or destroyed. We need to be alchemists and take that self-hatred into self-compassion, into self-love, and home, home in our hearts, home in our bodies. And isn't it interesting when we do that, I call it become the one. And that actually helps us find the one, which the first one we need to find is ourselves. But then we find that partner that's that beautiful complement, as you found with Ben. And then we awaken ourselves, we awaken our partnership, and it's not one plus one is two, it's one plus one is infinity. We start to wake up the best in one another and humanity. And I call that like the flow, and you're in the zone, you feel juicy for no reason. And you feel enough. Even if you're a hot mess, you still feel enough.
What freedom you must feel if you feel enough, whether you're alone or coupled, whether you're, you know, a hot mess or perfectly, you know, your life is in order. Like, how can you describe that freedom, and what was the price that you had to pay to feel that freedom that you do now?
Yeah, I'm thinking about a client call last night, and she's a super high achiever. But man, she is so mean to herself, so critical. If she doesn't get it perfect, she's really cruel. And I remember those days, because I thought if I didn't motivate myself from cruelty and fear and criticism, it would all come crashing down. And that surrender, stop the running, stopping the hypervigilance, stopping the seeking validation, and just being with those parts of ourselves, it takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of humility. To actually, you can't go from like hate to love in 1 second, but you can go into allowance. You can go into curiosity and compassion. You can go into, instead of seeking validation, validate yourself. You have every right to be terrified, a people pleaser, giving away your power, saying yes when you mean no. Because as a child, you thought your life depended on it. If mom and dad took away their attention, took away their love, that meant life or death to the autonomic nervous system. Yeah. So my path, 50 years of trying to look good, do it right, and all the things, and two divorces, and the only one in common was me, as I mentioned. But what it really came down to, about 6 years ago, a relationship that was physically abusive, that had never happened to me ever. And I was so ashamed, Rebecca, so ashamed. Here I was, you know, saving marriages and helping people find the one, and you know, all the things. And so instead of slowing down, I sped up, even more hypervigilant, walking on eggshells, terrified of the next, you know, physical attack. And then I said, well, I'm going to save him. I'm going to be the one that heals his heart. Then I'll be good enough. Then he'll love me. Then I won't have to tell anybody. I remember it was right after COVID, and people who'd known me for 20 years, they said, we have never seen you this insecure. What's going on? I was all my resources were taken away. I was in fight or flight 24/7. I said, oh no, it's just COVID. I was just getting over, you know, the COVID, until one day it got so bad and I screamed so loud that the police came, put him in jail. And, you know, they come in and take pictures of your bloody body. They send you to a domestic violence shelter. It's like humbling as fuck. And I'm like, okay, I've done everything. I've done every course under the sun. I've done ayahuasca 25 years ago. I mean, I've done all the things. What the hell is going on that would lead me to do this? And what I discovered was a form, a use, a protocol of psychedelic medicine where you stay in the body, very low dose. And instead of leaving the body, which other medicines do, and you have oneness with the cosmos, which is amazing, but it didn't heal the trauma in my body that was running the show. Mm. And particular protocol, psychedelic somatic, institute.org is where I've learned and studied. And we stay in the body, and they've done 10,000 hours of MAPS trials with PTSD veterans. And what it does is it helps you stay with the feeling, the emotion, the body sensation, and it helps your autonomic nervous system come back to zero. It helps your soul come back in your body. Because when we've had trauma, and it doesn't have to be war, it could just be unsafety where we never got to rest back to zero, where there was yelling in the house or abandonment or you're never good enough, just something where as a little kid, you never could calm down. We leave. It's called level 4 trauma. We're not even in our body. It's called dissociation, and we're hypervigilant. And two things happen when this has been your path growing up. You either probably become an addict and die under a bridge, or you become an overachiever. And I did cum laude, and I'll have 6 books, and I'll, you know, coach celebrities. Yeah. Right. So I utilized it for good, but it wasn't sustainable. It wasn't sustainable. I could never rest. If it was a weekend, I had to listen to all the podcasts, had to write another book. Like I couldn't chill the fuck out.
Because
level 4 traumas, you're out of your body. Level 3 trauma, when you come back in your body, it's dark, Rebecca. It's suicidal. It's hopeless, helpless. What overachiever wants to feel helpless? You know, what's the point? Why try? It's super dark. So I'm just going to leave again. I'm just going to have another cup of coffee and I'm going to write another book and serve another client and do all the things. So as this protocol helps you come from out of your body, you have a one-on-one facilitator, you're blindfolded, you come back into level 3 and they sit with you through the darkest of the dark. And they say, take me with you. I got you. And this is now what I do with my clients.
And this is psilocybin?
No, this is cannabis. This is legalized cannabis, believe it
or not. Okay. Yeah.
They also use ketamine as well, but that's a little more of a dissociative. That's not my favorite to use personally with my clients. But cannabis is very aware, but most of us have used her to check out, not check in. But if you use her with reverence in this modality, she will help you rewire your brain, your autonomic nervous system. It's beautiful. So we sit with level 3, which is super dark, and you don't abort mission. You learn to be with that part of you that you normally avoid. You learn to have compassion for that part of you you normally hate. You learn to have empathy for the part of you that doesn't want to go on. What's the point? Why did I incarnate for this, you know, shitty reason? So you learn intimacy with self. So that's level 3 trauma. Then once the autonomic nervous system gets through that, and this is all about trusting the body. We're not making the body do anything. It's the medicine, the body, and the divine. And I'm the facilitator, or I was facilitated. Level 2 trauma is very short. It's intense, maybe 30 seconds, 60 seconds, but it's what happened that was so traumatizing. Maybe it's the emotion of terror, panic. Maybe it's you've blamed yourself horrifically and it's self-loathing. Maybe it's like a devastation. Like it's so awful. You can't even find the tears. It's really intense. And again, take me with you. I'm right here. This is what I get to be with my clients. And they go through something that they feel is unfeelable, but they felt it. And they were able to sit in the fire and be with something where normally they'd have a drink, go on social media, blame somebody else, blame themselves, this kind of thing. Nope. Stay in the body. And the medicine helps you stay in the body. So that's level 2 trauma. And then level 1 is like, oh my God, I lived. Yes, you did. We've actually replayed what happened as a child. And sometimes even what happened in a past life. It's very curious. It's very curious what arises. So now they're in level 1. It's kind of like a little bit of nervousness, a mild overwhelm, but I did it. And they have, it's like a reparenting. Someone was there with them and with their body, letting them know they're safe, they're seen, they're understood, they're validated, they're loved, they're cared about. And then if we stay long enough and don't let them go back to their brain and keep thinking, stay in the body, trust body, honor body, they go to 0 point. And 0 point, Rebecca, is when your body, soul is all the way back in your body. And I'm taking copious notes, I'm recording everything because they sound like Buddha. Like they understand why the shit went down.
Yeah.
They're no longer trying to justify why or blame the other. They're like, I get it. I see my soul's evolution of why I had this pain that's now power, and it's an embodied power. This shame and why now I'm the embodiment of self-acceptance. You know, betrayal. I'm now the embodiment, not the good attitude, the embodiment of forgiveness. All of these difficult emotions that we've labeled as bad and wrong are literally just paths to our homecoming of our integrated soul in our body. And that's called a wave from level 4 out of the body, 3 hopelessness, 2 that intensity, 1, oh my God, I lived, and 0 point, that's called a wave. And in these journeys, you'll probably do 3 or 4 waves in one journey. So you're more and more embodied. More of your soul light is in your body. You're more present. And the idea of being enough doesn't even make sense anymore. You just are. Home and whole. Same. And it stays. And then you have 2 weeks of neuroplasticity, neurogenesis, where I write it all out, all the truths. So they're literally reparenting themselves from anxious or avoidant into secure attachment on the inside. And no one and no thing and no circumstance can take that away. It's extraordinary. And it saved my life. And it has saved my clients' lives, their marriages, you know, healing addictions of decades of drinking or drugs or porn or sexing. It's like a hockey stick. I'm Canadian, so hockey stick. It's like a hockey stick of like results that even though I'm very good at what I do and I've done it for several decades, this is beyond. This is me getting out of the way and being a facilitator and allowing this reverent use of psychedelics and the beautiful body and the divine to bring us home.
Beautiful. Do you do these journeys in person or can you do them over Zoom?
No, this is in person. This is intense work. So yeah, people come to me. I live in New Mexico where cannabis is legal and they come to me 3 times a year and they work with me for a year. When I did this, it wasn't insisted upon that there was follow-up private sessions. There wasn't a group where everybody was going through this. And I think it took me longer to become whole than it does my clients because now I understand what is missing. And I've provided this framework for a year where there's a group, there's private, and there's these weekends. So this is, I think I've really moved into my genius level of facilitation because I'm also creating a trailer and pitching a docuseries for this because I want the world to understand there's a very healthy, reverential use of psychedelics to help people to feel. That's all we're doing is helping people feel and not judge their emotions as wrong or bad and allowing their soul to come back into their bodies so they feel enough. Yeah,
exactly. Beautiful. Well, if you're listening, you are enough. And Alana, this is a beautiful message. We are going to cut to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are going to talk about why so many successful women are crushing it professionally, but struggling romantically. I think this is a really poignant question. Everybody, thank you for listening, and we'll be right back after a quick commercial break. Did you know collagen production starts declining in your mid-20s and decreases every year due to factors like stress, sun, and hormonal shifts? By your 40s and 50s, that change can become even more noticeable, not just in your skin, but in how your body feels. Collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, and it plays a key role in skin elasticity and glow, smoother looking skin, joint comfort and mobility, and healthy and connective tissue support. That's why I've been loving Amari New Collagen, a simple way to nourish from within to feel radiant at every age, because beauty isn't about chasing youth. It's about supporting your body and feeling vibrant in the season you're in. Get the details and shop the link in the show notes for a special discount. If you haven't grabbed my Balanced Beautiful Bundle, what are you waiting for? This is my gift to help you create success without burnout and to elevate every area of your life. Inside, you'll get a free digital copy of my best-selling book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time, where I break down my signature 7 pillars of abundance and share 21 powerful affirmations to help bring every pillar to a level 10. You'll also receive my favorite ageless beauty tips, my life-changing abundance journal prompts, and the Elegant Warrior Manifesto. If you're ready to feel more balanced, more magnetic, and more abundant, head to the link in the show notes and grab all the goodness. Again, that's the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're here with Alana Pratt. So Alana, what is your opinion of why, I know you've coached celebrities, you've coached so many high-achieving women, why are they crushing it professionally but struggling romantically, and why does external success not create emotional fulfillment?
Thank you. There's a couple different angles we could go at here. So crushing it from the soul is different than crushing it from the ego.
Yes.
Crushing it from, if we're talking about women, an embodied feminine leader is different than crushing it from toxic masculinity in the form of a woman in the workplace. So we want to look at the source of crushing, it, right? So a lot of us who are overachievers, as I explained in the last segment, we're not even in our bodies. We've been traumatized on some level and we're seeking validation. We're seeking, you know, I'm good enough. We're seeking praise. We're doing it from lack, from self-hatred, from ego, from if I make $1 more million or one more guy wants me on a date or one more, then I'm enough, right? We're doing it from empty, not from full. Mm-hmm. And we're probably not even in our body. So we burn out, we have adrenal fatigue, you know, it's never enough. And as soon as we rest, this was my experience, there's a great discomfort, even panic or terror. We might not even get that close to what we're feeling. We might just have that extra glass or two or three of wine at night, whatever it is, to not feel what's actually going on in our body. And it perpetuates a crushing until we fall. You know, divorce one, divorce two, maybe we're married, but we don't have a great relationship with our kids. Maybe all of a sudden breast cancer. We don't know what it's going to be, but something is going to slow us down and the train wreck is going to happen. So there's that kind of crushing why the romantic relationships don't work, because we don't have an intimate relationship with ourselves. We only like the parts of us that are perfect and create the results. We have no compassion. In fact, we probably have self-loathing of anywhere where we're not perfect. Mm-hmm. So that same internal hatred, I have a client who had a horrific ex-boyfriend and then a horrific marriage, and then her sisters and what they did in the company. Like, it was just, they were mean to her left, right, and center. And her solution was just to, you know, be quiet, pay for everybody because she can, she's wealthy. And they would just keep hurting her. And as we start doing the work, we're now discovering how much she hurts herself. And the way she speaks to herself, the way she's cruel, no patience, no compassion. She literally wants to kill off the part of her that is anything other than perfect. So we have a very big inner divide that we need to find allowance, forgiveness, compassion, healing, oneness, intimacy, connection, unity on the inside. That's going to give her unity with her body, unity with the divine, and eventually unity with a really healthy partner, because she has unity with herself. So that's one way of crushing it. There's another way of crushing it. And it's kind of curious, because maybe she is coming from more of her soul than her ego. She's done a lot of spiritual work and she's doing a lot of, we'll call it, service to humanity. She's really living her genius even and giving to humanity. But there's something about, it's funny, there's something really safe about being in love with God. Because God doesn't talk back. God loves you unconditionally. Can't do any wrong with God. And you're living your genius. You're giving your gifts. You have this feeling of fulfillment and service and contribution inside. Intimate relationships are different, though. Intimate relations are with a human, not with God. Yes. Humans make mistakes. Humans fart, smell. Humans have their wounds. Humans are going to flesh up your, like, this is imago theory, right? So whatever you didn't get from your parents growing up, that's going to be attractive to you to complete that incomplete loop. And you're going to just want to have sex with someone that's eventually really going to hurt your heart. And so those kind of women who are crushing it, but single, it's because it's time to get humble. Mm. It's time to get human. It's time to realize you're not perfect and neither are they. And to increase your ability for compassion, healthy communication skills, being the champion for their soul's evolution and letting them see all of your wobbly parts, all of your vulnerabilities, all of your imperfect parts, and letting yourself be loved imperfectly in the flesh, in the bedroom, in a relationship, navigating all the pillars of abundance. Right? So obvious, these type of crushing it women often spiritually bypass, and they would just rather be alone because it's easier, because no one's going to call you on your shit.
Right. And no, they're just, oh, been there, done that. I don't need a relationship to be happy. I have God. I have my friend. Travel a lot. And I think it's, girls trips are great. Like, I love leading retreats. But I've never seen more women traveling together. Mm. And that's great if they're doing it out of empowerment. But I think some of them are just like, it's just so much easier just to, like, not even focus on love and just have a great career, have great friends. And I have no judgment unless they yearn for that intimacy with a partner.
Right. It's very humbling to be intimate with another human.
And vulnerable.
there is nothing more. It's one level to be vulnerable with yourself. And that needs to be the foundation. Intimacy within for intimacy without. You've got to be able to sit with all of your messy human parts and love them. And if you can't quite get to love, allow them. You might not prefer them or like them, but no more separation. No more separation. No more judgment, avoidance, or this trying to fix them because they're somehow inherently wrong. No, there's no part of you that's wrong. We're all evolving as souls every day of our life, lifetime after lifetime. But then to show another, this is where I need a hug and I'm so insecure. This is where when you talk to that pretty girl, I go crazy, jealous, insane. I know I shouldn't. This is where I love you, but I'm literally jealous of you having this relationship with your mother. My mother hates me. Like whatever it is.
Right.
To be vulnerable and not hide, not suppress, not project, not blame, not compete, but just see this other person as your ally, your greatest spiritual teacher, as you show your most vulnerable parts and risk. And one of the things I teach with my clients is if we're going to get rejected at some point, we're going to get hurt at some point. There is no perfect relationship. The thing is, will you not reject yourself?
Right.
Will you not blame yourself? Because they're going to piss you off. You're going to piss them off. It's
going.
And so ruptures are guaranteed. But can we repair? Can we stay present? Can we keep our heart open? Can we stay in our body? Can we sit in the fire through those really uncomfortable emotions until they integrate back to zero point? That is the work of intimacy. And it's uncomfortable and it's unknown. Did you ever get the memo? Life's unknown. Okay.
Yeah.
So I love the gift of being in intimate relationship. It's not a savior. It's not a sanctuary. It can be sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just going to be real. Let's get out of fantasy and get real. And I believe we become our best selves when we're brave enough to be in intimate relationship. And we become someone we're proud of when we repair a rupture. And when they look at you one day and they're like, thank you for believing in me. Thank you for not fixing me. Thank you for seeing the me that I couldn't see yet. And then they do that for you. Yum. Yum.
It's beautiful. And I'm living that as I talked about on your podcast yesterday. And it's, you know, it took a lot of deep transformational work to get to the point where I could let somebody see me, because I was that high achieving, like keep everyone at a distance. I didn't want to feel my feelings. I just wanted to keep running and achieving and slowing down. And
I hear you.
Down, feeling the pain, grieving it, and then reinventing myself on a cellular level has been a beautiful and strenuous at times process. But I will tell you, if you're listening, you know, the work is so worth it.
Oh, yes. So,
you talk a lot about self-abandonment. What are some sneaky ways that women abandon themselves without even realizing it?
I'd say they stay in their head. And just like you said, they don't feel their feelings. They can talk themselves into or out of anything. I have another client. She's super spiritual and she's super badass litigator, but not in her body. So she can talk her husband. She can win any argument with her husband, and she can tout all the spiritual awarenesses because she leaves her body and goes way out there. She knows all the things to know spiritually, but can she sit in her body, take ownership of where she was a cranky bitch? Can she have compassion that he's a human? Can she address, why am I not in my body? Maybe I should have a look there. What emotions do I actually need to integrate? Wow, I'm really unkind to myself. Holy crap, need to have a new relationship with myself. These are ways where we try to get overly smart or overly spiritual, overly busy. And we're running from, you know, the whole sentence of like body, mind, spirit. They say those three things together for a reason. Body's first. But we're like, I'm just going to go to the gym. We don't really understand what body really means. Is trust body, trust the body's wisdom, trust the body's sensations, trust the body's emotions, to integrate into wholeness. Trust body is your ally and your best friend, not this, you know, meat bag that we need to just have a tighter ass and take right. a pill or a glass of wine and make it shut up.
Or inject ourselves with drugs. Yeah. To look sure. skinny. Yeah.
Yeah. All the things rather than, that's a great point. Like, what are we actually hungry for? What are we actually hungry for? And then just numbing out our hunger bypasses the ache and yearning of our heart and soul that our body is trying to alert us to. If we didn't need a body, we'd just all be up in heaven hanging out up there. But we're here on a planet. There is a gift to a body and a gift to emotions. And by doing the psychedelic somatic integration work I do with clients, there's a difference. There's a palpable difference when you are with a human who is in their body and who's not in their body. Mm-hmm. When they're in their body, they can be present. When they're in their head, they're three steps ahead trying to be right, look good, and make sure they dominate you. There's a feeling when they're in their body because they're okay with the unknown. Mm-hmm. There's someone in their head, they got to control the unknown and control what's going to happen. And, you know, fucking certainty. I got to make everything certain because on the inside, they're terrified. But someone who's in their body has integrated that and they can be with whatever you say, whatever the circumstance is, whatever pivot needs to be made, whatever blind spot or something comes out of left field, they can be. And it's so yummy to be with another. I don't know if there's any greater gift we can give another than our presence. Because mm-hmm. if we're truly present, we're not judging them. We're not trying to change them. There's nothing wrong with them or the moment. And we're receptive and curious and it feels so good. And as you said earlier, it can get intense when we do the healing work, but mm-hmm. trauma isn't infinite. It's finite.
Yes.
What happens in this heal, we can get to the other side. There is a result. Yeah. There is a destination. And then a whole new world opens up when you're in your body and your heart is open than when you're out of your body and your heart is closed. It's a whole new reality in all the seven pillars that you say. I say like physical, emotional, mental, vocational, financial, spiritual, social, romantic, sexual. Like there's so many different areas. And when we're home in our body, we have to do the, like put one step in front of the other, but it's not hard that all these areas of life kind of simultaneously up level when the core intimate relationship with yourself and you're in your body, you've come home. It's more efficient than trying to do all the other areas, working hard, pushing, striving, yeah. When you're not in your body.
I totally agree. It's like when I was an addict, I was running from pain because I thought it would just take over. But then when I got sober, I worked the steps, I felt my pain, and then it passed. And like you said, there's this opening that happens. And you are not your pain. You are not your feelings. I feel like our soul is like the sky and our emotions are the weather. But sometimes we think we are our emotions and we're not. You can feel them and they will pass. And then there's so much opening and peace on the other side of these painful emotions that some of us are running from.
Yeah. That's probably, if we had to say, what is my purpose? It's to help people feel. Because if you can actually feel, then you can stay in your body, not reject yourself. Your emotion can get integrated into a higher vibrational embodiment and capacity, and all of your abilities to be with others, live your purpose, be financially abundant, be healthy in your body. All these things happen. But if you can't feel, none of that is possible. And so to learn that your emotions aren't bad, as you beautifully said, we aren't our thoughts, we have them. We aren't our emotions, we have them. And we're not even our body, we have one. We are a soul.
Yeah.
And when you can come from that higher purpose, higher oversoul, higher self point of view with compassion, then you can have the emotion, feel it, it will integrate. You can also look at your thoughts and go, oh, isn't that an interesting thought? I wonder where that one came from, and integrate those limiting beliefs from the mental body. And even ego, we can't get rid of our ego. But it's certainly more effective to have it in the back seat, in the car seat, strapped in with a zippy cup, and you have the soul in the front seat. Because if a lot of spiritual wounds are ego, arrogance,
so, I know the word. Yeah. Right?
And so when we do that, we push away intimacy with others. We push away the energy of money. we push away everything. We push away God. And so to have the ego, to be humbled enough to have the ego in the back seat and your soul in the front seat. Show me the way. Show me the way. Use me. Use me for the highest you've got here. To me, that's why we came.
Beautiful. Well, I heard your ego is not your amigo. Put that ego in the back seat. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And don't go anywhere, because when we come back, Alana is going to talk about the difference between healthy feminine receptivity versus waiting around hoping someone chooses you. Thank you for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We'll be right back. What if your dream retreat really existed and you got to help create it? If you're a high achieving woman who's been doing all the things, I need your help. I'm planning my next luxury wellness retreat, and I don't want to create what I think women want. I want to create what you actually dream about. Tell me, what's your dream destination? What activities would light you up? What feels like the perfect investment, and how many days would help you truly reset and realign? Think wellness, connection, community, adventure, luxury, rest, and whatever feels nourishing to you. If you've been craving success without burnout, this retreat is being designed with women just like you in mind. Take my 2-minute survey. It's linked in the show notes. And who knows, your dream retreat might just become a reality. Do you feel like your love life is stagnating? Have you been single forever and feel like giving up on love? Or maybe you're in a relationship that's lost its magic. I want to give back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant community with a complimentary 15-minute romantic reset call. It's a space to reconnect, reset, and recalibrate your energy around love. Together, we'll uncover what may be blocking connection and create a fresh spark so that you can feel more open, aligned, and ignited in your love life. Because love isn't about forcing or chasing. It's about creating space and becoming magnetic to the connection you truly desire. Get the details and book your complimentary reset call in the show notes. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. So we were just talking before the break, Alana, what is the difference between being in your feminine and being receptive and magnetic versus just waiting around hoping that somebody chooses you, being totally passive?
I'd say one is being like vibrantly alive and one is being a victim of your circumstances. One is love expressed and one is contracted fear. So healthy feminine expression, which can be in a man or in a woman. We all have masculine and feminine within ourselves. So it is love expressed, love expressed. And love can be fierce mama bear. Love can be goofy dorky. Love can be sexy erotic. Love can be creative and creating a new project or a book or a relationship. So all the ways we express unabashedly. So there, you know, the feeling of, I have an idea or I want to say something, and then this thing happens. You're like, oh, better not say that. And we contract. We might get rejected. We got rejected last time. We were told we were too much. Well, what if they don't agree? All these kind of things. So a lot gets in the way of love expressed, healthy feminine expressed. Well, he's not going to like me if I express this way, or maybe I shouldn't wear this because maybe this is too much or not enough. All these things. We're all outside in. We're wired backwards. So a healthy feminine is wired accurately inside out. How can love be wrong? How can love be bad? How can love be anything other than a gift? Now, it might trigger others, but that's their journey, not our journey. We don't want to blame them or think we're superior, but we just want to allow their experience. But when love is truly expressed, it's kind of terrifying because you're out of control. You are allowing the love of the divine to know itself as your unique expression. So you're out of the way. The ego's out of the way. You are so devoted to your authentic expression that all there is God. All there is the divine. And it's terrifyingly, exhilaratingly delicious. But there's no guarantee of the outcome. There's nothing you can control. You literally let love in as and through you. Now, I choose or believe that we don't want to be all feminine, that there's like maybe 20% of our masculine energy that's also there. And our masculine is like that spaciousness, doesn't need anything. It's in total allowance of all. It's limitless. It's grounded. It's the cosmos. It just is. And it's discerning. So now, as feminine beings, allow 80% of our love unabashedly to come through. The masculine energy is going to say, okay, we're at a funeral. Probably should keep your clothes on. Like whatever it needs, whatever is like a little bit of discernment. Okay.
Right.
And which provides safety.
Yeah.
And awareness. So it's awareness so that your love is for the highest good of all, including you. So you've got, I like to feel it like the spine, my spine, and my whole front of my body is like this yummy sea anemone. All these like yumminess of expressions and all the things, but the back is like the tree trunk of a redwood. I got my own back. If you reject me, it's probably going to suck, but I'm not going to reject myself. This dynamic is, and it's intoxicating. If you're a female looking for a male partner, it's intoxicating to watch a woman who's fully self-expressed in her radiance and her creativity, but she also has awareness. She's not going to make you responsible for her. She's not going to be a victim. She's responsible for herself. She takes ownership herself. So she still has that masculine energy there. And then if we go over to the other expression, just sitting around waiting, that's entitlement. That's saying, you know, show me the money, God. Like bring me my partner. I don't want to have to grow. I don't want to have to do my work. I don't want to have to risk. I don't want to have to clean up my mess. I don't want to have to take ownership. I don't want to grow up. Like I'm a princess. Where's like, no. That's an ego.
It's like the song, the new pop song, Where the Hell Is My Husband? You know, like it is entitlement.
Yeah, it's total entitlement. It's spiritual immaturity. It's a baby soul who's just here thinking, I'm just going to get like, aren't you my ATM machine? I'm like, I don't have to worry about that. So that's ego. And then I'm kind of making a joke about it, but really they're terrified. It's fear. It's fear. It's all fear. And so that comes back to what we've been talking about the whole time, an intimate relationship with ourselves. Go towards the fear, not judge it, not avoid it, not bypass it, but go, hey, sweet little, one of my 10 Alana Pratt Method processes, the very first one is little you. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to be with our inner selves, not to fix them and change them and make them grow up, but actually, I will love you if you're afraid for eternity. That's unconditional love. Love without condition means you don't ever have to change and I love you. Most inner child work is, I'm going to go into that scared part. So they're powerful. You know, we've got an agenda. We've got a strategy. We need to change them. No, that's conditional love, not unconditional love. Unconditional love is being with that part of us that may be afraid of speaking our truth our whole life. There might be a little bit of trepidation that always occurs right before we say the truth in the bedroom of what we really want, how we want to be touched, when we really say, this is really the job that would delight me. And I'm so afraid I might fail at it. This other job is secure. I get a paycheck every month. What if people don't like the book that I wrote? Like there's going to be, it's called being human. Every time we evolve and expand to the next level, there's a little bit of a precipice of fear. So if we can have a healthy relationship with our fear, not make him or her wrong inside of us, validate, my God, you have every right to be afraid. You know, there's a lot of nasty people on social media that just sit around all day being mean. Of course, that would really hurt your feelings. And let's get back to the why of what we're doing. Are we doing what we're doing? Are we expressing what we are expressing? Are we going for the relationship we want to get something so we finally feel good enough? Or is the source of what we're doing love expressed? Is it that we can't not love? We can't not give our gifts. We can't not transmit the rapturous glory that we are. So get back to the source of why we're taking this risk so that even if it quote unquote doesn't go well and we get rejected or it takes numerous attempts before somebody says, yes, I will publish your book or whatever it's we're doing. The why is the devotion to your self-expression. And you can't go wrong with that. There's no regrets in that. If you die fully used up and fully self-expressed, and maybe you're not married and maybe you didn't make all the millions, but you gave your heart and your soul and your expression, you done good.
Yeah.
And you let fear win, I think you're going to die with regrets, and I'm not willing.
So just go for it. Express your love. Don't seek love. We are love. And then have the courage to express it, which brings me to my next question. You said 2026 is the year of embodied self-trust. What does embodied self-trust actually look like in the day-to-day?
It means, well, first of all, 2026 is a one-year numerology. So I think we want to really utilize all the energies of the universe that we possibly can. Fire horse year, like giddy up, like let's use all the energies we have to go for it. Trust is often misunderstood, that I can only be me, express me, if I can trust you to not reject. That's being a total victim and giving all your power away to someone else or something else or a circumstance. So trust is, I'm going to stay with myself in the face of uncertainty. I'm going to stay with myself in the face of the unknown. I'm going to stay with myself in the face of being absolutely celebrated or, you know, rejected. This is the year where we embody this connection with ourself, that I'm going to go for it, because not being me, is there anything crueler I could do to my soul? Is there anything more unkind I could? I've been chosen. I've been created. The divine intended me to be here. I have another breath. I'm here. So like, come on. If I have got the entire universe wants me to be here. I mean, if it doesn't, there's not going to be another, we're done. Yeah. So if there's another breath, you're intended to be here. You've been created to be here for a reason that only you have. There's a song that only you can sing. So this is the embodied trust of, okay, I'm here for a reason. I'm going to give my gifts. I'm not going to have my worth be the approval and agreement or acceptance of others. I'm going to approve of me. I'm going to accept me. I'm going to celebrate me. And if I need to have a good cry one night with a bag of potato chips and a shot of tequila in the bathtub, fine. You know, be human. It's totally fine. Don't do it every night, but like, you know, be human. It's totally fine. And then get yourself back up, get a great coach like you or me, get a community, and keep going. We're alive. So it's such a gift to be alive.
Beautiful. Wow. That is profound. What is one daily practice listeners can do this week to fall more deeply in love with themselves?
Dance. I've been a dancer since I've been 5 years old, you know, dancing around the ottoman to Jesus Christ Superstar when I was a little girl. Like, I mean, I've been in dance performances. I've been a professional dancer in Japan. I danced with all the sexy French girls from the Moulin Rouge. I've taken pole dancing, and now I dance
flamenco. French girl, I bet you fit right in.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. And now I dance flamenco. I'm the new girl in the back with the 8-year-olds. So like, whatever, I'm new. But move. So many times our energy gets held in our body, and then we contract, and then we get more scared. And then the self-doubting thoughts happen. And then it's just a downward spiral. But if you move, even if you're scared, even if you're uncomfortable, even if you feel like a dork, even if you're in the backyard dancing and you're like, all the neighbors are watching, whatever, move and breathe. And if you need to put on a heavy metal song and get angry, do it. If you need to put on like a Broadway ballad, sing it, like whatever, just move. At the beginning of all of my group coaching calls, I still have people that sit in their fucking ass on their chair and they won't dance. But anyways, it's their choice. But I'm like, I encourage dancing, knowing everyone's watching. That's that statement, like dance like nobody's watching. No, dance with everyone watching and practice. Notice, wow, I'm not fully self-expressed. I'm still giving my power away to their approval. Huh. What would it take for me to just dance and allow the divine in as in through me? And they like it or they don't. It's a very spiritual practice, actually. And it's not an easy practice to really be present to how free am I? How much am I, can I just let myself let go? And of course, if we can do that, sex is going to be way better, because you're not going to be in your head there. Full self-expression as you're pitching yourself to your next project or client, you're just going to be you. And again, unattached to the outcome, just be you expressed. So dance.
All right. You heard it from Alana Pratt. Let's do some fun rapid fire. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Secure attachment style or physical chemistry?
Oh, secure attachment style.
Good. Soulmate or conscious partnership?
I call that conscious partnership wholemate, where I'm whole, you're whole, and together we're more. So definitely two divorces with soulmates. Don't do that. We'll do it, but learn. Do it, but learn.
Conscious partnership.
Conscious partnership.
A ritual you never skip.
Dance.
You dance every morning?
Yes. Some version. Sometimes it's a good 20 minutes. Sometimes it's just in the kitchen while I'm making my witch's brew. But yeah, move.
Okay. What's in your witch's brew? Now we got to know.
Okay. I've been off coffee for quite some time. So Rasa, that's one of the products that I believe in. Rasa, Peruvian cacao, ceremonial cacao, Rise, some mushrooms, Body Botanica, and it's called High Altitude. I live at 7,500 feet in Santa Fe. So got to have all of that. A little bit of stevia in there and a little cayenne pepper.
Amazing. Okay. One relationship myth you wish would disappear.
You got to find the one. No, that's bullshit. That's the name of my book. Finding the One is Bullshit. Becoming the One is brilliant and beautiful. Yeah.
The hardest lesson love taught you.
This we need another hour podcast for. But it was 6.5 years of zero contact from my son after a 13-year custody battle. And just 2 weeks ago at the recording of this podcast, he called on Mother's Day at 9:30 at night. The next day, I was on a plane. And the following day, we had lunch for 2.5 hours. So, yeah, it's still there. Yeah, just keep your heart open in the face of anything. Never give up on your miracles, because miracles are there. Yeah.
I'm so happy that the universe brought your son back to you and you were able to keep your heart open and not resentful and just kept loving him from a distance.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
What is something that makes someone magnetic?
Radiating, transmitting the energy, the love, the uniqueness that you are from the inside out. So instead of needing something from the outside in to feel worthy of radiating or safe enough to radiate, it's all inside out. I like to say my transmission is rapturous glory. And that's who I be for myself, for you, and for all. And then from the outside in, I have a mantra about how the world is, because the world used to be out to get me. That was my point of view. The world wraps me in protective care and exalts my very existence. So I be rapturous glory and I dance. And then I affirm, this is the world. Yeah.
And that's the world that you experience because you keep affirming it.
Totally. Totally.
What is your love language?
I'd say first is definitely touch. But I'm such a master communicator. Words of affirmation also are phenomenal. I will never turn away a gift, but it's not my first. I'm always receptive and grateful of however people want to express love to me. I don't need to have it my way. But yeah, touch first and foremost.
Fill in the blank. Real intimacy is?
An inside job.
Yeah. So final question, Alana, if someone is listening today and they want to become more balanced, beautiful, and abundant, what is one belief they need to release and one belief they need to embrace?
To let go that you actually are ever doing anything wrong. You're just growing and evolving into your best self. And what you want to embrace is... I am that I am. I am literally God in, as, and through me, aching to know itself as my unique expression. I'm never alone. I can't get it wrong. And what a blessing it is to be alive.
Oh, so beautiful. I know my listeners are going to want to find you online and stay in touch with you. Where are you hanging out? What is your website? Where can they find you?
Thank you. Is my name, alanapratt.com/connect. That's how you can connect with me. I'll make sure to give you a scholarship you can put in the show notes for people to connect with me one-on-one. Intimate Conversations, where you are a guest. That's my podcast, season 14. YouTube, I've got over 7 million viewers there. So there's so many videos from years and years there. Instagram as well. And I'd say alanapratt.com/top5, the number 5 mistakes, is a 5 video complimentary intimacy mini course. So that's the way you can get to know the top 5 mistakes that destroy a conscious relationship and how you can turn them around. Yeah.
Well, that's a cliffhanger. Now I want to know the top 5 mistakes. So I'm going to have to go download that. So everyone, thanks for being on the journey with us. That you can be a high-achieving, happy, successful woman or man without the hustle and grind. It's about alignment, not the hustle and grind. Keep going where the love is. Share this podcast with a friend. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, beautiful, abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support. And it's such a joy to be on this journey with you.
Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. Someone